Toisus in Pesachim and Daf Tesimud Beis Divrei Maaseh Safek Guru has a discussion about this nafil that's the Gemara speaking about the boar that the Kohen boards look to see whether it was a zoch or a keva, and it's a question whether he's tummy or not, and the Chachamim decided that he's Torah because since there are weasels there, the chuld and a badlis, so it's certainly the weasel schlepped the nafil out of the way. So therefore, when he looked over the boar, he wasn't mahil on the nafil. So Tosfos is bothered. He says, "Well, what's the circumstance here? Is this boar considered a shus hayochid or a shus harabim? So if it's a shus hayochid, so what do you need chuld? Any suffix is considered b'shus hayochid is tamei, and if it's considered b'shus harabim, any suffix, even a fake sveka, is toho." So Tosfos gives an answer to that, but it gives me an opportunity just to say something from what the Rav said about the loch of sveik sveka. He quoted that there's machloikis in Shulchan Aruch between the Ramor and the Marshal. The Goyin quotes it's Machlok Shoshonim about Sveik Sveika by Sveik Sveika as in the case of Davashesh Matirin. So the Ramor, this is in Simen Kuf Yud, Siv Ches, by Davashesh Matirin, Ein Lahat Mikoch Sveik Sveika. And B'Yurei Hagro quotes that this is Machlok Shoshonim, that the that's the opinion of the Mordechai. However, the Rosh and his Tshuva holds that Sveik Sveika helps even by Davashesh Matirin. So the Rav said that the Machloikis, it depends on how you understand Sveik Sveika. Is Sveik Sveika mean that there's no Leidus HaSafik at all? Or Sveik Sveika, there is a Leidus HaSafik. Just the loch is that in that Leidus HaSafik, we machria, we resolve it lakula. Like, for example, Safik Rabban lakula. It's a loch of hachor, lachori, that we machria it lakula. So the Nafkamina is here by Davashesh Matirin. What's difficult is, the Rav said, that the Ramor, in a different context, says that Safik, by Sveik Sveika, against Cheskas Issa, that the Ramor says in Siftes that Ramor says that we go Lakula even against Cheskas Issa, and the Taz there is Choylik and says that we don't go Keneged Cheskas Issa by Sveik Sveik. And L'chori there also the Machloikas is, the Rav said, according to the Ramor that you say that Sveik Sveik helps even against Cheskas Issa because the Peshad is, it's not Hachro, it's just that there's no Leidus HaSafik, so we're not concerned about the Cheskas Issa. But the Taz holds that Sveik Sveik is the din of Hachro. So since it's Keneged Cheskas Issa, so we rely on the Cheskas Issa, or we determine it by the Cheskas Issa, and you can't be Mechri, you can negate the Cheskas Issa. So then these two Ramors associate each other, because one Ramor says that Sveik Sveika, we shouldn't be matter against Davashesh Matirin, but by Cheskas Issa says we are matter. So we've explained that this, the case of Sveik Sveika Keneged Cheskas Issa that the Ramor is speaking about is in the case of Tarovis, that the Sveik Sveika is, since it's by Tarovis, was this the one that fell into the Tarovis, and there's another Tarovis, so it's really the same suffix. So that kind of a Sveik Sveika is a din of Hachro. So therefore, that Sveik Sveika doesn't work against Cheskas Issa. But if it was a real begufo, a Sveik Sveika, it would work even against Cheskas Issa. And the Rav said also, in terms of this Shaila, where the Sveik Sveika works, Keneged, which is where the Sveik Sveika works in a case which is Tata Desasre. So that's, Toysa says in Nida and Daf Chavzayin and in Bavakam and Daf Yud Aleph, by case of Mapelis, and we're not going into the specifics, that Sveik Sveika does not work against, in a case which is Tata Desasre. However, the Chochma Shlomo in Nida says that it does work even against Tata Desasre. So, offhand, that shaila is because according to the Marshal, Shlomo, he holds that Sveik Sveika is halacha, that there's no latest asafik, so therefore it can work even a tata desasri. But if the halacha is that it's that Sveik Sveika is that there's no, so that can work if there's no latest asafik. But if you hold that Sveik Sveika is based on hachwa, so offhand the Rav said in Mokum, if it's a tata desasri, it's mutually exclusive, you can't have a hachwa where there's a Sveik Sveika. With a Sveik Sveika, which is a Tata Desasri. So that should depend on that Shaila. So I remember asking the Rav, if that's so, that Sveik Sveika, according to the Tzad, that it's not a latest Asafik at all, so how come, as Tosis quotes here, that Sveik Sveika, B'Meshus HaYochid, is Tomei, if it's the Sveik Sveika means there's no latest Asafik, so then it should be Tomei B'Meshus HaYochid. So he said, apparently the loch of Sufik to Meshus HaYochid, which is the loch of Mos Mesina, is not only that it's always Tomei, but the halach is that the Sveik is, which would normally not be called Sufik in Kol Tarakula. Like Sveik, Sveika means that we the standard of Sufik is different, and therefore it'll be Sufik to Meshus HaYochid, it would be considered a latest Sufik.